Welcome to the All In Manager podcast. You're in the right place if you want to become a better boss today. Today I'm doing something a little different. I'm starting today's episode with a bold statement. Here goes. If you're a leader, chances are you might be leaving good money on the table. Let me explain. Let's do a pop quiz. I want you to answer the following three questions with a yes or a no. Question number one, do you really know what your teams think of your leadership style? Question number two, are you consistently and regularly asking for your team's feedback? Question number three, are you consistently getting your team's honest feedback? Here's the deal. If you answered no to even one of these questions, this podcast is for you. Most teams remain stuck because they just don't know how to share critical information with each other, especially with their manager. Let me give you a really interesting real-life example. Now, if you're like me, chances are you've attended some of these really horrible, mind-numbing meetings. You know those weekly team meetings that start at 8:30 on a Monday morning? I mean, there's no agenda. No one knows why they're there or what's expected out of them. No one's talking. The only person that's talking away is the boss and Jake, the VP of sales. I mean, it's your lucky day if you can even get one word in. Here's the problem. Everyone, including you and maybe Jake, knows these meetings are a colossal waste of time. Yet, nothing happens. Why is that? I think there are two reasons why nothing happens. Reason number one, you don't want to take the risk of telling the boss or whomever called the meeting how you really, really feel about this meeting, right? So you don't share that information. And reason number two is interesting. The meeting organizer, maybe your boss, doesn't know how to ask for feedback. So they virtually remain blind to it. They have no idea how to improve these meetings because they're not asking for the meeting participants to tell them how they can improve this specific meeting. Worse, if they don't get feedback, they incorrectly assume that everyone's okay with this meeting. That's a really big problem. So here's the question I want to figure out. How do we start to share feedback with each other without the risk of upsetting anyone? Well, in today's episode, I'm going to share a feedback exercise that's going to make giving and receiving feedback fun and engaging for both parties. Yes, by the way, I did say fun. Feedback giving and feedback receiving can be fun if it's done in a safe and drama-free environment. So this feedback exercise that I'm really excited to share with you is called the I like, I wish, what if framework. I know it's a mouthful, just bear with me. Now, this feedback framework is a really popular technique for teams to exchange rapid feedback with each other without stepping on anyone's toes. Now, this exercise has been around for a really long time. In fact, I learned about this framework from the Stanford D School. D stands for design. So let's try and get into the meat and potatoes of how this thing really works. So let's assume you're the boss in this scenario. okay? And you run a team meeting, and let's assume it's a weekly meeting, and lately, or it's, you know, it's a bi-weekly meeting, and lately you're realizing that this team meeting isn't engaging. People are checked out, the teams aren't contributing, you're not getting any good information back from the teams, and it's just typically turned into your run-of-the-mill team meeting where it's just a checkbox. You know, people show up, people leave, and nothing gets done. So your task or your challenge is to figure out how to improve this specific meeting. So here's what I need you to do. In step zero, I want you to schedule a feedback exercise with your team. And here's the purpose of this feedback exercise. And you can share this purpose with your team. In fact, I want you to. So the purpose is for the team to share candid feedback with each other so we as a team can improve our team meeting. Okay, pretty simple. So the exercise is split into three different steps, and I'm going to take you through each step in this episode. So in step one, the individuals on your team are going to start by sharing what they like about the team meeting. So let's assume you have three people on your team, Pam, Jim, and Dwight. Yes, I love The Office. So Pam, Jim, and Dwight will take turns telling you what they like about the team meeting. So let's start with Pam. Pam can say, hey, I like hearing about what others are working on. Jim will say, you know, I really like that we start on time and we normally end on time. And Dwight might say, I really like that Michael's the boss, that you shared your top three priorities with the team, right? Really simple. In the first step, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get Pam, Jim, and Dwight to share what they like about the current meeting. Step two is really interesting. In step two, we want the individuals on your team to share one thing, and here's the kicker, share one thing they wish would have been done a little differently in the meeting. So let's get Pam, Jim, and Dwight again. So Pam might say, hey, I wish we had more time to talk about our individual priorities in this meeting, right? Jim might say, you know, Michael, I wish we had a system for someone to take notes so we each know what we're accountable for. And Dwight might say, you know what, Michael, I wish you could share more details on the company's latest strategy. It's really interesting. Now, when you start by using the word I wish, it makes it really safe for the feedback giver, and it makes it really easy for the feedback receiver to digest the information. So step two was stating one wish as far as the meeting is concerned. Now, in step three, what the individuals will do is they will share a what if to recommend areas of improvement. So let's get Pam, Jim, and Dwight. Pam might say, hey, Michael, what if instead of meeting bi-weekly, we started to meet weekly so we have more time? Jim might say, what if we tried sending out an agenda in advance and also assign a note taker? And Dwight might say, hey, what if we extended our team meetings from an hour to 2 hours? Okay, so I want to recap because I've gone through a lot of different areas here. Step one was the positive, right? We started by saying what we like. Step two was the constructive. We shared, hey, I wish we could have done this. And step three is what I call the future focus. When step three, we're saying, what if we tried this specific step? It's really simple. It's really safe, and the system is a lot of fun. So you might be wondering, hey, Ali, what's my role here? Your role is in step four. Your role is to, as a leader, make notes of what each of your team members are saying. I want you to listen to what they're saying, and I want you to ask them questions, okay? So in step four, I want you to start to facilitate the session by getting a little curious. So you could say, hey, Jim, I really like the idea of us sharing individual priorities. Thanks for bringing that great suggestion. Hey, Pam and Dwight, what do you guys think of us sharing individual priorities during this team meeting? Or you could tell Pam, hey, Pam, good idea on having the agenda. If you want, I can send it out in advance so we're all aligned. Are you okay to become our note taker for next week? Because Pam wanted one of us to become a note taker. So, you know, you can ask her that. And then you can tell Dwight, hey, Dwight, we can try extending our team meeting from 1 hour to 2 hours. But if it's a little too much, we can scale it back. So folks, let me pause here. Don't worry about the specific examples that I'm sharing with you, okay? What I really need you to pay attention on is the format. So let me repeat the format. The format is you start with I like, then you go into I wish, then you go into the what if feedback model. As a leader, I want you to make notes, I want you to listen, I want you to observe, and I want you to ask questions. Now, this is really important. When people on your team share things that they wish were a little different, I want you to thank them, because it's not always easy to tell the boss what you really think. So I want you to thank them for their courage. Okay. Now, there are two things I do not want you to do in this session. I don't want you to blame people, and I don't want you to shame people. This is not a blame and shame session. This is a session for you to get all the good information out of your teams and have a conversation so you can improve your team meeting. Okay. And the second thing that I don't want you to do is I don't want you to nitpick in this session. Okay. You might have time for nitpicking later on, but now is not the right time for you to do that. So what I want to do is dive a little deeper into the psychology behind I like, I wish, and what if. So here's the deal. When people start with the term, with the phrase I like, it actually motivates the people around them. Adding the phrase I like at the start of your feedback or if for anyone's feedback gives it more weight. Just saying I like intentionally makes someone's feedback meaningful for the listener. And here's the deal. When everyone on your team starts to share what they like about something, your team morale goes up. Okay, let's talk about why it makes sense to start you giving constructive feedback with the phrase I wish. Here's the kicker. I wish makes the feedback a little digestible without the heartburn. Adding the phrase I wish at the start of your feedback makes it safe for the giver and the receiver, right? It just sounds better. It sounds lighter. It basically removes all the drama and the awkwardness out of the feedback. I wish is also a great way for teams to share constructive feedback in a pleasant way. The focus is always on learning together. The focus is not blaming or shaming. Let's talk about what if. What if, or the phrase what if, opens up possibilities you just did not know existed, right? The phrase what if teaches your teams the courage to look into the future and to build what we call their risk-taking muscle. Progress cannot be made if your teams do not have the ability to look into the future. Okay, so the reason the I like, I wish, what if system works is because it does three things really well. It's simple. Yeah, I like, I wish, what if, really simple, couldn't be simpler. It's engaging and it's really fun. But most importantly, it's safe. It is easy to share constructive feedback without the awkwardness. And my favorite part is everyone's voice gets heard. So you guys, here's the advantage of having an effective feedback system in place. When you have a feedback system or method in place, your teams are going to start exchanging feedback rapidly. And when teams start to exchange feedback rapidly, your teams will improve faster, your employees will learn to trust each other more, and your teams are going to feel more confident to innovate and to experiment and to try new things. Folks, without a system of feedback, most teams will remain stuck. If your teams don't have the ability to share how they really feel about a meeting, about a new project, or a change in your strategy, you're not going to get their best thinking. When teams stop sharing, they stop caring. Everything goes downhill from there. I hope you try this exercise, and please, please, please let me know how it goes. If you liked this podcast, please subscribe on iTunes or follow me on Spotify. This will help other managers like you find this valuable content. Until next time,